请我们读马太福音，对不起，读约翰福音。
Let us turn to John, Gospel of John.
约翰福音十二章
，Chapter 12,
二十五节
，Verse 25。
请我们一起来读。
Let us read it together.
耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。”对不起，十一章，对不起啊。
Chapter 11, verse 25.
十一章二十五节，耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信了的人虽然死了，也必复活。”这里是一些非常重要的一些圣经。
It's a very important scripture here.
在原文，它翻得更准确一点。
And the original language is even more accurate.
他说：“我是复活，我是生命。”
He says, "I am the resurrection, I am the life."
中文翻译的意思出入的很多。
There's a little difference in the Chinese translation.
主耶稣不是说复活在我。
Jesus did not say, "It's unto me the resurrection."
这样复活就变了一件事。
And if that is so, then this resurrection became just a matter.
在这里主说复活，我是复活。
But he says, "Resurrection, I am the resurrection."
复活不是一件事。
Resurrection is not a happening.
复活就是主的自己。
Resurrection is the Lord Himself.
只有耶稣叫做复活。
That Jesus is the resurrection.
也只有耶稣叫做生命。
And only Jesus is the life.
我是复活，我是生命。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我们再读马太福音二十八章。
And in Matthew chapter 28,
一节到七节。
Verse
1
to
7. 安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚和那的玛利亚来看坟墓，忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪，看守的人就令他吓得浑身乱颤。圣子和死人一样，天使对妇女说：“不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方，快去告诉他的门徒说，他从死里复活了，并且带你们一边往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看哪，我已经告诉你们了。”约翰福音说到主是复活。
In Gospel of John, it says, "I am the resurrection."
在马太福音说到主复活的事实。
And in Matthew, talk about the facts of the resurrection.
我们再读《使徒行传》第二章。
Turn to Acts chapter 22. Chapter 2.
二十四节到二十八节。
Verses 24 to 28.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他远不能被时俱进。大卫指着他说：“我看见主躺在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动，所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安息在指望中。因你必不将我的灵魂弃在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏，你将生命的道路指示我，就叫我应见你的面，得到满足的快乐。”这是彼得说到主的复活。
This is when Peter talked about resurrection of the Lord.
他说复活乃是主的生命的一个释放和无限的释放。
He said resurrection is the liberation of that immense life.
主的生命和能力无限的释放和复活的意义。
And that's the meaning of resurrection, that immense liberation of his life.
三十节到三十三节。
And verses
30 to 33. 就预先看明这事，对不起，三十节。大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中第一位坐在他的宝座上，就预先看明这事。讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证， 他既被神利用手高举，又重复受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。这次的复活又一个意义。
This is the second meaning of resurrection.
复活乃是让圣灵进入我们里面做生命。
The resurrection is so that Holy Spirit can enter into us to be the life.
因着主的复活升天，就把所应许的圣灵浇灌下来。
Due to his he ascending to heaven, he had poured down the Spirit that he had promised.
而圣灵的进入我们里面的神。
And Holy Spirit enters into the depth of God inside.
所以复活乃是要圣灵进入我们里面，是我们的生命。
If the Holy Spirit is to come into us to be our life.
罗马第六章。
And in Romans chapter 6,
三节到四节。
Verses 3 to 4.
岂不知我们的受尽归入基督耶稣的人，是受尽归入他的死吗？所以我们借着浸礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。十二节到十四节。
12 to 14。
所以不要容罪在你们彼此的身上作王，你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将自己所义的器具献给神。罪岂不能做你们的主？因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。第四节他说一举一动有新生的样式。
And in verse 4 he says, well, we too might walk in newness of life.
应该翻作一举一动是造作新生命的新样式。
And it's translated as the newness of life.
这里说到复活的又一个意义。
It's another meaning of resurrection.
复活是主成了我们恩典的主。
Resurrection is our Lord became our Lord of grace.
所有在我们身上的锁链都被折断。
And all of the chains were being liberated.
我们最后读希伯来第一章。
Let's return to Hebrews chapter 1.
第一章五节到六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
所有的天使神从来对那一个说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。又指着那一个说，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。再者，神使长子到世上来的时候，就说神的使者都要拜他。第二章九到十五节。
Chapter 2, 9 to 15。
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀未冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了职位。原来那为万物所主、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，是救他们的元帅，因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。因那世人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻，说我要将我的名传与我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你。又说我要依赖他，又说看了，我与神是给我的儿女，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。他要借着死败坏那当时权的，又是魔鬼，又不要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。 这里又说到复活一个奥秘的意义。
Here again, it talks about the mystery meaning of resurrection.
说到主复活就成了我们的长子。
That the, through the resurrection, he became the firstborn.
在众弟兄中，他称作长子。
That among brethren, he is called the firstborn.
为要率领众子进荣耀。
And leading our brethren into the glory.
前两礼拜我们说到主复活之后四十天的意义。
Two weeks ago, we talked about the training of that 40 days after resurrection.
在主一生当中，每一个阶段都有它深奥的意义。
In the life of Jesus, every stage had its mystery meaning.
而这些意义和我们都要发生绝对的关系。
And all these meanings are directly related to us.
都要和我们的经历发生绝对的关系
and directly related to our experiences.
所以我们要非常注意主在地上每一段的经过
therefore especially take notice of every stage of his life.
道成肉身
the word became flesh.
在地上的生活
His life on earth
他钉十字架
Crucifixion to the cross
他复活
And the resurrection
多走四天在地上
And the 40 days walked among earth
直到他升天
And then he was ascended to heaven
直到他在宝座上
And he sat to the throne
直到他荣耀里面回来
And he came back in glory
这一些都不是一件一件的事
These things are not distinct happening
每一件事都是主的一部分
And each one of them is a part of Christ
每一件事都是救恩的一部分
Each one of them is part of the salvation
我们曾用六次的聚会来说到四十天的奥秘
We've used six different days to talk about that 40 days
今天早晨我们要说到主的复活
Today we want to talk about resurrection of the Lord
复活是救恩里头太大的一部分
It's such a great part of resurrection
到底什么叫做复活
What is resurrection?
弟兄姊妹第一件事情我们要知道人不需要复活
First we should know that God does not need resurrection
第二件事情我们要知道人不能复活
And secondly man cannot be resurrected
仅仅是神就没有复活
If only God there shall be no resurrection
仅仅是人就不能复活
If only man then there shall be no resurrection
复活这个字是用在神而人者的身上
The resurrection can only be used upon the name the Son of God, Son of Man.
所以主的名字成为神人 God Man.
Therefore, the name of the Lord became God Man.
他是神二人者
He is God and Man.
所以在他的身上复活就成了一个特别的名字
Therefore, on him, the resurrection became a special name.
而且复活也成了一个专门的名字
And it brought on a special term for resurrection.
弟兄姊妹要知道所有用到复活只能用在耶稣的身上
Whenever we talk about resurrection, it can only be appointed to Jesus.
在耶稣之外没有一个受造能够用这个名字
Other than Jesus, there's no creation that can use this name.
所以主说我是复活
Therefore,Jesus said, I am the resurrection.
为什么这样说呢?
Why did he say it that way?
这就是说他把一个人的生命带到神的生命里面来。
He said he brought a life of man to life of God.
他把神的生命带到人的生命里面来表现。
And he brought the life of God to be manifested in the life of man.
这件事是指复活的最奥秘和基本的意义
That's the most basic and the most basic and mysterious meaning of it.
所以当你仔细来读圣经的时候
Therefore when you read it carefully
圣经里面不是主复活之后再行大能
He did not work miracles after resurrection
当主穿着这个肉身的时候
In the beginning in flesh
他所有的神迹都在复活的里面做的
and he, But he had done all the miracles in the resurrection
约翰福音一连串说到他八件神迹
And John consecutively talked about eight miracles he performed
他对尼哥底母说到从天上来的生命
And he talked to Nicodemus about the life that came from heaven
那个章里面他说他人子虽然在地人就在天
And there he said although Son of Man is on earth but he's still in heaven
你不能凭着肉身来认识他
You cannot acknowledge him through flesh
他不在时间里面
He's not in this world
他不在空间里面
It is not in time
虽然在地
although he's on earth
人就在天
He's still in heaven
他原从万有之上而来
And originally came from all that is above
他要把永远的生命分给人
And he shall spread to us eternal life
到了第四章
And
he 他叫那口渴的妇人
He talked about that thirsty woman
他把一个泉源放在他的里面
And he gave a stream of living water in her
这一个泉源要从他里面一直用到永生
And this stream of living water shall propagate through eternity
这不是肉身的生命能做的
This is not something that can be done by fleshly life
这是神的生命
This is the life of God
但这神的生命从肉身里面做出来叫做复活
But when this life is manifested through flesh this is called resurrection
因为所有的肉身都是死亡的代表
Because all flesh is a representative of death
神的生命经过死亡得胜了
And through the flesh his life had overcame
神的生命经过死亡人就是一样
And his life through death is still the same
当神的生命经过死亡而出来的时候叫做复活
And when his life passes through flesh that's called resurrection
所以耶稣穿着这个肉身
Therefore he wore on himself
肉身是必死的
And flesh is bound to die
肉身的死亡天天在威胁他
And the death of The pressure of death is daily
所以他就渴了。
Therefore he was thirsty.
所以他就倦了。
Therefore he was tired.
他觉得孤单。
He felt loneliness.
他觉得痛苦。
And he felt suffering.
他也会流泪。
And he shed tears.
这个肉身就是死亡的代表。
And flesh is a symbol of death.
但是在这一个拿撒勒的肉身的里面。
But we see in this flesh of Nazarene.
藏着一个太伟大的生命。
Was hidden such a great life.
这一个生命从万有之上来。
And this life came from all things.
这一个生命就是非受造的神住在他的里面。
And this life is that.None created God living in him.
每一次这个生命从肉身里面出来
Every time when his life comes out of the flesh
叫做复活
That's called resurrection.
所以他把那个泉源放在那个妇人的里面
Therefore he gave that stream of living water in the woman.
有一天有听福音的人说这弟兄这些圣经村友他现在这个很好他说我们能喝了这个水不渴这杯水真是很了不起、啊、
And the brother said if one time we can drink of this water and we shall never thirstAnd this should be amazing water.
我说谁告诉你约翰福音四章说的这一杯水呀、
啊、？And so I said to him, whoever told you in John, he said about this cup of water.
主耶稣从来不给你一杯水，清楚吧
？The Lord should never give you a cup of water.
一下就把个羊脂浆长江放在它里面来的。
And suddenly he pour into you the sea.
你里头有没有长江
？Do you have that?
对，现在美国有没有密西西比河？有的就不得了，要一直涌到永生。
It shall propagate to eternal.
这是复活。
This is resurrection.
到了五章那个三十八年不能走的判子。
And it came upon chapter 5 for the lepers.
就说你要痊愈吗？
就是 Would you like to be healed?
他说主啊，没有人能帮助我的，也不要说。
So he said, No one can help you.
就起来，拿你的肉身走。
Just stand up and bring up your back and walk.
这一章的主人说。死人要听见神儿子的声音。
It says, deaf man shall listen to the voice of God.
听见的人就活了。
And the one that hears shall be living.
现在神儿子的声音来从人的肉身里面出来。
But now the voice of God is coming out of the flesh.
所以叫做复活。
That's called resurrection.
每一章他的神迹都在复活的里面做的。
And each chapter, every miracle works out in flesh.
并不是死了之后的肉身复活才叫真正复活。
It's not the miracle performed after resurrection.
这个生命活在这个肉身里面就能表现复活。
But this life living in flesh can represent resurrection.
复活第一个意义乃是神的生命经过人而出来的。
Therefore, the first meaning of resurrection is through flesh, his life is manifested.
第二件事经过死亡又回到神面前来的。
And secondly, through death, it shall come back to God.
这死亡不能拘禁他。
Therefore, death cannot conceal him.
他胜过了死亡。
He overcame death.
没有一个生命能够经过死亡。
There's no life that can go through death.
神的生命经过死亡回来了。
But the life of God went through death and came back.
回来的时候人就带着人性。
And in returning, he still has a human personality.
Hallelujah.
And we praise God.
这叫做救恩。
This is salvation.
这叫做荣耀。
And this is glory.
我再说光是神不需要复活。
And I say again, if only God, there shall be no resurrection.
光是人就不能复活。
And only man, there can be no resurrection.
只有神儿人者耶稣基督是复活。
And only Son, God, man, can have resurrection.
所以他复活了。
Therefore, he resurrected.
以复活的大能来证明他是神的儿子。
And the power of resurrection is to prove to himself that he's the Son of God.
带着人的肉身到死亡里面去。
In flesh, he went to death.
他从死亡里面经过回来。
And he walked through death and returned.
而回来的时候，人就带着肉身。
And in returning, he still brought with him the flesh.
但是把人的肉身和人的生命提高了。
But he had brought above the flesh and the life of flesh.
提高到人的生命里面。
It raised it up to the life of God.
叫做复活大能。
That is the power of resurrection.
哦，亲爱的弟兄们，这是件很深奥的事。
It's something very mysterious.
所以哥林多前书十五章是专讲复活这章圣经。
Therefore, Corinthians chapter 15 especially talks about resurrection.
我自己也只认识一点点的。
I only have a small knowledge of it.
那是海洋那么深讲到复活。
But it's deep as the sea, the resurrection.
这保罗经历复活的大能太深了。
And it's so deep that Paul experienced the resurrection.
虽然我们经历一点点。
Although we experienced a little.
但是事实仍旧在我们身上。
But the fact is still on us.
每一个信徒的人都接受了复活。
Each one of us has received the resurrection.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus has resurrected. All who believe shall rise.
那不是到了你死了都在复活。
That is not to resurrect after you died.
那我小心，我不说你死了都不会复活。
And I'm not saying that after you die you will not resurrect.
那是件小事。
That is a small matter.
这就是马大犯的毛病。
And that is the mistake of Martha.
到了末日的时候，我们都要复活。
It said to the last day we shall be resurrected.
我说不。
And the Lord said, No.
我是复活。
I am the resurrection.
现在我就是复活。
Even now, I am the resurrection.
我们还活在肉身的里面的时候。
That is when we're still living in flesh.
我们里面的生命天天和我们自己的肉身的死亡在。 征战。
The life within us is having a struggle with our flesh daily.
而一个肉身的死亡胜过了我们的属灵生命。
And this death of flesh that overcame our life,
我们就失败了。
And we have failed.
这个属灵的生命打败了那个天然的肉身。
And when this spiritual life had overcame the flesh life,
从我们的身上出来了。
It came manifested from us.
叫做复活。
That's resurrection.
我不知道弟兄姐妹记住了没有。
I do not know if you really understand it.
不记住就算。使徒行传第二章
，In Acts chapter 2，
是复活的另一个意义。
We talk about another meaning.
复活乃是主的生命能力一个无限的释放。
That's a manifestation of that immense life.
人把他钉在十字架上。
Man crucified him to the cross.
而撒旦每次在主上工作，他都中了自己的诡计。
And every time when the devil trying to trick the Lord, he had tricked
himself. 他把主的身体打破了。
He had broken the body of Christ.
去掉在里面无穷的生命释放出来。
But in order that immense life can be manifested.
现在他超过了时间。
Even now he transcends time.
他超过了空间。
And transcends space.
什么叫做复活？
And what is resurrection?
复活是时间、空间都不能捆绑他。
The resurrection is that boundless within time and space.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
前两礼拜我在 Chicago 和那个在 Vancouver.
A few weeks ago, I was in Vancouver and Chicago.
我从那里常常想到 Los Angeles 的弟兄姊妹们。
And I kept on thinking of brothers in Los Angeles.
看不见，对不对？
I could not see you.
因为时间隔开了。
Because of the separation of time.
空间隔开了。
And the separation of
space. 在复活的里面，时空都消灭了。
And within resurrection, all these shall be passed.
这是另一个世界。
This is another realm.
这是另一种生命。
This is another life.
这是人类的知识达到了极端而不能越过去，不能明白的。
This is reaching the consummation of the human knowledge, yet we cannot transcend that.
需要圣灵来给我们看见。
We need the Spirit to open us.
教导我们明白。
To teach us to understand.
引领我们进入。
And to lead us into.
这是要更深的数天的知识。
It's even a deeper knowledge of the Spirit.
所以彼得那些经历了
Therefore Peter experienced that day
他说因着复活这个生命和能力无穷地释放出来
He said through resurrection the life shall be manifested immensely
从前彼得要主一不在身边就吓坏了
And whenever Peter as before he would be scared when the Lord is not with him
他要去找主
And he's seeking for the Lord
他要去知道主在哪里
He wants to know where the Lord is
到风浪来的时候
and when storm came
他在船上住在哪里去了
and he walked around and where's the Lord
他们都住在船尾上
and they said the Lord is at the end of the boat
他害怕主睡着
and he was afraid that the Lord might fall asleep
叫醒了主啊我们丧命了
and he called unto the Lord help us
他就逼着着活在时间空间里
Peter lived in time and space
而主耶稣活在复活里
but Jesus lived in resurrection
所以有一定要说得多好
therefore it's a very nice saying the brother said
他说彼得的人常听错话
He said Peter had listened wrong constantly.
所以听话是一件很要紧的事。
Therefore, listening is very important.
听准的话并不容易。
And to listen accurately is not easy.
因为前面主说你们要渡到对面去。
Therefore, because Jesus said you shall pass over to the other side of the.
所以渡到对面就一定渡到对面去。
If the Lord said we shall pass over to the other side, then we shall.
他的翻译听错了，因为主要他渡到海底去。
But Peter listened wrong. He thought the Lord wants him to pass to the bottom of the lake.
听完以来说主啊，丧命了。
Therefore, when the storm came, he cried out, "Lord, help us!"
所以主先斥责复活海。
Therefore, God commanded the sea.
然后回过头来斥责彼得，
然后
也责备彼得。
And turn around and criticize Peter.
啊，你们的小心的嘞。
Be of little faith.
就到对岸就一定到对岸。
If I talk about the other side, then you shall be at the other side.
我没有叫你到海底，不会去的。
The Lord did not say you shall go to the bottom of the lake.
但是人活在肉身里面。
But man living in flesh.
死亡有各种各样的表现。
That death has all kinds of ways of showing.
肉体是死亡的表现。
Flesh is a showing of death.
脾气是死亡的表现
and our temperament is a showing of the flesh
忧愁也是死亡的表现
and our sorrow is also a manifestation
灰心也是死亡的表现
and to lose heart is also death
经常在我说死亡的表现就是我们不信
the constant manifestation of death is our unbelief
这个肉体生命也是给我们打仗所以我们不能相信主耶稣
they're kept on a struggling between life
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们到了复活
until resurrection
主的生命时间空间都冲破了
and he had passed through time and life in resurrection
所以在他来说没有实际分别
therefore to him there shall be no difference in time and space
我借主藏在我眼前
therefore Peter said I see the Lord before my face
这保罗说谁能将我和主的爱分开
and therefore Paul said who shall ever separate me from the love of God
你把我放在水里火里都住在哪里
you put me in water and you put me in fire the Lord shall be there
你把我放在监牢里头住在哪里
you put me in prison and he shall be there
你把我打死了，打得半死，死还在那里。
You can thresh me, and the Lord is still there.
因为是我心不死亡，就还在那里。
Even walking through death, the Lord is there.
在主没有时间空间的分别。
In Him, there's no difference in time and space.
主是复活的主。
The Lord is the Lord of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，你们信的主是肉身的主还是复活的主？
What do you believe in the God of resurrection, the God of the flesh?
若是你真的是复活了，
if you are indeed resurrected,
也有很大的信心。
Then you should have a great faith.
你是担心一件事，我们和主中间的关系出了毛病。
Then you only worry about one problem, it's an affinity between you and the Lord.
若是我们和主是正常的，
if we are in a normal condition with the Lord,
无论往何处去，主都在我们的里面。
No matter where you go, the Lord is in you.
无论我们感觉不感觉，都住在我们的里面。
Whether we feel it or not, the Lord is in us.
他是复活的主。
He is the Lord of resurrection.
而且他已打败了最大的仇敌。
And he has defeated the greatest enemy.
死亡早就胜过了。
He overcame death.
所以复活就是说主耶稣是最大的得胜者。
Therefore, in resurrection, he's the greatest Lord.
主耶稣再没有仇敌，
there's no more enemy，
也没有一个仇敌可以做他的仇敌。
There's no enemy that can be his enemy。
所以复活就是没有一件事能难倒主，听说吧？
Therefore resurrection is no problem that can overcome Jesus。
今天我们经常被难倒了。
So many times we're brought down by our problems。
主难得倒吧？
Can you bring him down？
有没有难倒主？
Can any problem bring him down?
若是没有一个力量能拿到主，
if there's no power that can overcome Jesus,
就没有力量能拿到我们。
There is no power that can overcome us.
我们是软弱的人。
We are a weak person.
但这个复活的主在我们里面。
But the resurrected Lord is in us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore, brothers,
我们失败的时候，
even when we fail,
我们自己就常被难倒。
And we are constantly failing.
保罗就不一样。
But Paul is different.
保罗在监里头，他就歌唱。
In prison, Paul sang songs.
赞美。
And he prayed.
当他为难的时候，
and when he was in difficulty,
他说：“哦，这宝贝在瓦器里。”
He said that treasure in this vessel made of clay.
他说：“要显明这么大的能力出于神，不是出于我们。”
To manifest our immense power is from God, not from me.
四面受敌，不被困住。
And it's surrounded by enemy, it's not being trapped.
被丢弃了，不是失望。
And forsaken, yet not dying.
这是什么叫做复活？
To know what is resurrection.
没有一点难倒主。
Nothing that can overcome Jesus.
我想当那一天他是缺乏的。
And I think that day he is lacking.
他手中缺乏钱的。
On his hand he was lacking some money.
所以主就打发一个腓立比弟兄们给他送款来。
Therefore Paul sent brothers from Philippi to give him money.
这是个复活的人。
And this is the person of resurrection.
他说或有。
He says if I have extra.
或缺乏。
Or lack.
处丰富
or being rich,
处贫穷
or in poverty,
处处我都得了秘诀
and constantly have the secret,
住在那加给我力量者的里面
dwelling in the person that gave me strength,
我凡事都能做
I can do all things.
你有这位真的是我
This is the person of resurrection.
所以没有一件事难倒的
therefore no problem can overcome him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们必须要认识我们所信奉的乃是一位复活的主。
We should believe in the Lord that we believe in is a resurrected Lord.
没有一件事可以难倒我们。
There's no problem that can overcome us.
到了行传二章的下面一半。
In the second part of Acts chapter 2,
他说主复活，圣灵就降临。
He said the Lord resurrected and the Holy Spirit
圣灵降临。做了我们里面的生命
and he became the life of the internal
这又是复活这个大的证据
is another proof of resurrection
主说叫他复活
the Lord said make him resurrect
他既被神用右手高举
and he was raised by the right hand of God
把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来
and he said pull down the things you have heard the things you have seen
今天早上我不是讲圣灵浇灌
today I'm not talking about the pouring of Holy Spirit
圣灵浇灌是件很重要的事
to be baptized in Holy Spirit is very important
但是圣灵进入我们的里面
but for Spirit to enter into us
那一点最大的神迹还不是圣灵浇灌
and the greatest miracle is not being baptized in Holy Spirit
这么一夜之间这一群那个加利利小民都变得那么像耶稣啊
that in one day this little man had became so much like Jesus
Hallelujah
and Hallelujah
这是宇宙中间最大的荣耀
this is the greatest glory among the universe
这是我们受造的人类所梦到的最高的荣耀
This is the greatest glory that came under the creation
有一个力量进到我们的里面
There's a power that entered into us
有一个生命进到我们的里面
There's a life that entered into us
叫我们那么自然的像耶稣得点贴近那么的丑陋
and such a prosaic person like Peter
在四福音里面我们每一个人都不喜欢彼得
and none of us like Peter of the gospel
说话抢头,
and he talks fast.
跑起来比别人快,
when he escapes the fastest.
拔刀快,
and he's the first to draw a knife.
投降起来也快,
and he's the first to surrender.
这个人的脾气不好办,
and he has a bad temper.
这个人应该是不大讲理的,
and it's very illogical. Very stubborn.
这个人非常不讲理的,
very stubborn.
不讲理胆子大才好, 不讲理的人一个胆子大一点,
a stubborn person should have great courage.
但他胆子非常的小,
but he has very small courage.
我想那个时候的主生复活走弟兄姊妹都受他的影响,
and I believe all the brothers was influenced by Peter.
那个时候他胆子一下破了,
that when his courage was gone,
那处处表现的真是那个不像样子,
and all his showings are done unseeable.
我猜的那个机会就是门窗那个人他去关,
and I believe when the assembly, he's the one that closed the door and the window.
有一次圣经里记得到基比利亚打鱼其实他领头的,
so we only saw one thing, that he is the one that was the leader when they went to Tiberias.
我们打鱼去,
and he says, let's go fish.
那句话就是我的希望都没有了,
and that is to say, all my hopes are gone.
这边讲什么跟耶稣了，这些都过去了。
Talk no more of following Jesus, it's all past.
我的苦都已经吃够了,
and I have enough suffered.
在一个小侄女面前我已经跌倒得不像样了,
before little maid I have fallen.
不要说主复活不复活,
don't mention the resurrection of the Lord.
就到复活了他也不会要我了,
even if it did he would not want me.
但是到了五旬节,
but when Pentecost came,
Peter改变了,
and Peter was changed.
站在佩拉多的跟前,
and stand before Pontius Pilate,
那么像耶稣,
so much like Jesus,
和弟兄姊妹面前祷告的时候,
and he's prayed before the brothers,
那样像耶稣,
so much like Jesus,
站在那里传扬福音的时候,
he stood there and preached the gospel,
那样像耶稣,
so much like Jesus,
受逼迫的时候,
when he was persecuted,
那样像耶稣,
so much like Jesus.
神的儿女中间有了难处的时候,
when there's a problem among the brethren,
这个耶路撒冷弟兄们起来责备主这里,
when the brethren of Jerusalem stood up to criticize him, and his reaction is so much like Jesus. What changed him? This is a testimony that his Lord is resurrected. Before his Lord led him externally, but now the Lord had put on Peter. Peter is like a garment, and the Lord is a true person. The resurrected Lord poured on Peter. Therefore, being resurrected is that we put on Christ and Christ put on us. This is a complete
life.
We put on Jesus. And in
Jesus,
in Christ we shall receive all the abundance. And the Christ shall put on
us.
And Christ is in us.
所有的责任都担当了,
and he has taken upon himself all the responsibility. With all his strength, he became our strength.
所以主死了我们就免死,
therefore when Jesus died and we are forsaken from death, and we do not need to die,
死不活我们就不需要活了,
and the Lord has lived, we no longer have to live.
保罗说天天都是靠死而活,
therefore Paul said, daily I live by the Lord.
就不再是我,
it's no longer I,
乃是基督在我里面活,
but that Christ that liveth in me.
那么现在什么叫做复活在我们身上呢?
And what is resurrection on us?
假设要你活, 那就是死,
if you say you are living, then it's death.
你死走在你里面活, 叫做复活,
but when you die and Christ lives, that is resurrection.
那圣灵在里面, 就是二千年教会历史就是那么一句话，叫圣灵住在神的儿女里面。
And for 2,000 years, there's only one saying that Christ, the Holy Spirit, dwells in us.
前面两个礼拜，我在Chicago，在那个Vancouver。
In Chicago and Vancouver,
我见了好几个聚会的弟兄姊妹们。
I met many brothers from different meetings.
有些时候都是麻烦,
sometimes it's very troublesome.
有弟兄姊妹很爱主啊，可问你问题真的有智慧的。
The brothers love the Lord, but the question they ask is very ignorant.
哎呀，那天真的叫我上了大当,
and I was very much tricked by them.
后来我也不能埋怨，我说那个难怪主说这个蒙恩的有智慧就不多了。
Therefore, Christ, I cannot complain because Christ says, being saved in the wisdom spirit is not more.
我安排了四个机会,
and he prepared for me 4 meetings daily.
从早到晚交通通信，平常一直半夜12点过到1点钟,
from morning to night and after midnight is fellowship.
那实在那天我就头疼到昏了,
and that day I was very blurred inside.
那有一个机会叫重大机会,
and one is a question and answer meeting.
他们就问说，肢体的受浸该是用什么方式的,
and so one asked, what is the ways of baptizing?
他们就没告诉我第二天他们受洗了,
And they didn't tell me the second day they're going
to baptize.
And they have decided to have sprinkling.
他说师弟兄受浸什么方式请你告诉我们。
So he said, brother Steve, tell me how we should baptize.
因为我一切不打注意外面。
And I did not take any special notice of the external.
我说我不太注意外面的那个译文。
So first I said, I do not take notice of the ceremony.
我注意受浸的实际。
I take notice of that true authentic meaning of baptism.So again, this brother said, please answer us by the biblical references.
那我说圣经的话从水里下去从水里上来天开了圣灵降下。
Therefore, I said to him, the Bible says, we enter into water and rise from the water and heaven opens.
牧师先生在那里很不安。
Therefore, this preacher was very uneasy.
他就拍背就说师兄呢我们没有信是怎么办呢
So the wife of the preacher said, what happened if we do not have a church?
但我还不晓得他们明天就说是
啊。And I didn't know they were having a baptism the next day.
我说我们也没有信是所以我们另外这个地方好解决的这个问题。
So I told them about our problem of renting another place to baptize.
但是我就觉得那个空气不大对。
But I felt a difference in the atmosphere.
我说我们大家都注意。
So I said to him, let us emphasize.
我说无论怎样要叫天开了。
No matter what, let us see the heaven open.
圣灵降下。
And let the Holy Spirit pour
out. 你们要受洗的人必须要被圣灵降下。
And all of you that are going to baptize shall let the Holy Spirit pour
out. 进入主死而复活的实际。
And enter into the reality of.
那下面一个要受浸接受了。
Therefore, a sister who is going to baptize received that.
那第二天我讲完道，他们给受洗了。
And the second day, they were having the baptism.
传道弟兄，他这个没办法交代他这个。大家都说从嘴里向嘴里上来，那么受洗怎么办呢？他读约翰福音十三章。
So he read in John 13.
他说全洗过澡的人把脚一洗就好了。
He said those that have been cleansed shall just wash their feet.
我想你好聪明，怎么找到这么些圣经来
？So that is very wise of seeking such a truth.
那你该把水洒在脚上，不要洒在头上才对。
Then you sprinkle the water on your feet and not on the head.
那我们弟兄是很好的弟兄，他读了这些也不大自然，他后来从马太福音从嘴里下去，嘴里上来，还不知道圣经。
So after reading that scripture, he was uneasy. He turned back to Matthew about entering into water and out of the water.
其实之前我也不太注意外面的那个译文的。
And I wasn't very much taking notice of the outside
sermon. 感谢上帝。
And we really praise the Lord.
有一个姊妹
，Yes, one sister.
她那边接受了。
That one day, that day, she received that true meaning of baptism. She was a Taiwanese.
Oh, that 她那天是听到唱的诗歌。
They invited her to sing a song.
唱完诗歌给她受洗。
And then she was baptized.
在唱诗都被圣灵充满了。
And she was singing, she was filled by the Holy Spirit.
他们没有看见过这样的事。哦，她站在那里喜乐的，一边流泪的唱不出来。
And they have never seen such a thing. And she's standing there singing and crying.
你在笑唱。
And I couldn't sing.
大家好好的赞美主。
Everybody pray.
哦，充满了主的荣耀。
Filled with the glory of the Lord.
哦，这个姊妹在那里全都在那里颤抖啊。
And she was trembling all over.
哦，这个力量在她身上，她在那里没有办法唱。
There's a power that on her that she could not sing anymore.
她刚刚得救，她只会说感谢主，感谢主。
All she can say is praise God and thank the Lord.
这个是怎么唱是唱的这个样儿？
And so I'm thinking, is that the way you sing a song?
耶稣复活了。
Jesus has resurrected.
耶稣要做一切事
and it shall be all of our things
在大陆的时候
in Great China
很多地方乡下有的地方的风气太闭塞太保守
when I was in China the custom in the countryside is very closed
就福音怎么也打不进
and there's no way we can bring in the gospel
但是主耶稣是复活的主
but the Lord is the resurrected Lord
我知道好几个地方
and I know many places
有地方叫福建
and some is in 福建
这一段叫福林大福林福林
and there's a place called 古林
那个山下的老百姓是很苦的
，and their livelihood is very poor.
他们个人就是苦
，nobody received the Lord.
但是很多神的仆人都在山上，他们开始做培训会员，什么什么这些。
But a lot of groups have their training meetings up in the mountains.
但是那么多神的仆人在一起，就没办法救山下的人。
And all these people gathered together, they cannot save one soul.
有一些这个人不行，那个人也不行。
And this will not believe, and that will not believe.
就是很有名的神的仆人。
And that a famous servant of the Lord.
啊，一个年轻的同心的弟兄。
And it's a very young brother.
他真是那个乡下人的负担。
And he had a very heavy burden for those countrymen.
为他们尽是祷告。
And fasted and prayed.
真是祷告。
And he indeed really prayed.
祷告他自己被圣灵充满。
He prayed and said he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
真是付上代价祷告。
And he put out a price to pray.
然后那天他就
And that day he went preaching the gospel.
哇，讲的不如那些有名的人好。
that his sermon is not as good as the famous servant.
那么简单点道，那么这个家乡人说什么也并不是听懂了。
It's such a simple sermon, and the countrymen do not understand.
这个能力是大惊人。
But that power is piercing through the heart.
他们唱的诗歌叫爱何大。
And they sang the song, How Great Is Thy Love.
寻回你。
That seeks me.
血何把。
How precious is the blood.
赎回我。
That has saved me.
他说恩何其妙
But how amazing is the grace
带我归回羊群
But let me to the fold
哦那些圣灵
In that day Holy Spirit worked mightily
这叫做耶稣复活
This is called the resurrected Lord
听不懂
We do not understand that we
can't
believe.
家家就一个村庄一个村庄在救啊。
And there's by village and village, people will say.
那天有个老姊妹，她在那里听河啊。
And there's an old elderly sister called Ho.
弟兄啊，看见这个光景啊，你没有办法不倒在地上说主何等荣耀。
And seeing this kind of condition, he says, brother, you cannot help but fall straight to the ground and praise God.
你经过这个福音聚会之后就大。
It was a big change after the gospel meeting.
因为山上的水了、粮食的东西了，都是山下乡下人挑上去的。
Because all the food and water was had to be brought up to the mountain from underneath.
这些人没有一个信主的。
And before these people believed in the Lord,
上的愁苦。
And they are all sad.
穿着那个破烂的衣服。
It's the shabbiest clothes.
他们跳进上去为了赚钱。
And they took up the water for money.
然后那个福音聚会之后。
And after the meeting,
满山遍野这些人跳进重大的山去。
And all over the mountain, these people are bringing water up to the mountain.
到处晒到，都听见这个歌声啊。
And everywhere you hear the song.
哦，下边一边跳动，一边说：“爱何大，赎回我。”
They sang and they jumped. How great is thy love that seeks me.
哦，血和宝赎回我。
How precious is the blood that seeks me. 恩
和奇妙带我归回羊群。
How amazing is the grace that brought me back to
you. 弟兄姊妹们。圣灵在我们里面
The Holy Spirit is in us
圣灵在我们里面也没有一件事会难倒我们
The Holy Spirit in us There shall be no things that can overcome us
我们必须要连续主的复活
And we shall be united to the resurrection of the Lord
今天有时间我们下次我们要再讲
And next time we'll talk more
到了下面罗马书他又说到
And in Romans it said
主复活是我们恩典的主
That he has resurrected and became our Lord of grace
所有罪的应付的锁链都折断
And all the bonds were being broken
下基督复活
In the,
我们就像主复活一样
and to resurrect by the Lord,
就活出照着新生命的新样子
and we shall live to the new life.
那什么叫新生命的新样
and what is the walk of new life?
每个生命都有一个样子
that every life has its own form.
狗的生命就狗的样子
and the dog has its own life.
猫的生命就猫的样子
and cat has its own life.
人的生命就人的样子
and man has its own form of life.
所以我们属于我们的老旧生命
therefore we have our old self.
老旧生命的样子差不多
and our old life.It's all the same.
会生气，对不对？
We have hot tempers.
会嫉妒，对不对？
We have jealousy.
会恨人，对不对？
We have hatred.
那么年纪轻的人们恨人们就恨得面红掌。
And younger people would hate people on their face.
有了经验的人恨人还出不结巴，你不动。
When you're more experienced, although you hate them, but externally you would not show.
这是老生命的老样子。
And this is the old form of the old mind.
有的时候变得结巴结巴的时候，哎呀，这个味道还不如年轻人骂我，这个祝福些。
And sometimes the older people that patted me on the shoulder is evenWorse than the one that mad at me from the face.
其实也不是更坏更好，从头出亚当。
But it's all out of Adam.
我们懂不懂得老生命的老样子
？Do we know the old forms of our old life?
我们太内行了，这个经历太多了。
We have a lot of experiences on that.
那现在在修炼。
But now we're saved.
有活出新生命的新样子。
And we shall live out that newness of life.
不是血的。
That is not of the flesh.
不是意志的。
That is not out of our own resolution.
是新的生命进来的，有新的生命就是新的样子。
But it's a new life that came in. A new life has a newness of life.
新的样子才祝福。
And that is more comfortable.
新的样子有平安。
And that way is the peace.
新的样子才觉得和主有亲近。
And therefore is a joy in the Lord.
因为这是新生命的新样子。
Because this is a form of a new life.
哦，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个新的生命真的奇妙。
It's so amazing. This new form of life.
这是在 Vancouver。那个他们集了五个礼拜的会员。
In Vancouver, we have 5 weeks of meeting.
一个礼拜他们到七个人。
And the first day was 17 people.
七个人是内信者。
And seven of them are non-believers.
掉下来了，变成13个人。
And second week was 13 people.
第三个礼拜到20人。
And third week was 20
people. 就在这个当中，一个关键，一个弟兄进来了。
And within that time, there was a change. There's a brother came in.
这个弟兄真是一个被主用的弟兄。
He's indeed used by the Lord.
非常爱主。
Very much loved the Lord. And how did he come?
他两年不聚会。
2 years he had not assembled.
他以往这个很大的聚会里面做服侍弟兄。
And he was a responsible brother in a huge meeting.
过了两年不聚会。
And then 2 weeks he was out of the assembly.
但是我心里会痛。
And he says, I'm so disappointed.
他 看我怎么样行
行。No matter what, I wish I could not assemble anymore.
那我们每个人认识他，怎么会到我们这里来、啊、
？And no one knew why he came.
原来一个弟兄去找他。
But a brother that speaks.
这弟兄找他做什么呀
？And why did the brother speak after him?
骂我们。
In order to chastise.
哦哟，把我们骂得像土匪流氓一样。
They criticized us like thieves.
这帮人是偷羊的。
He said, those people are people stealing.
要小心他们。
You should be careful.
他们在分辨我们呢。
And they are separating us.
哦，做了又了这样那样来抓我们。
And through this and that, they chastise us.
他这个人在以往听过我们的名字。
And but this brother had heard of us before.
这么坏呀、
啊、？He said, so bad.
这么搅乱天下呀、
啊、？And such disturbing the world.
这是搅乱到 Vancouver 人、
啊。And now they came to disturb the Vancouver.
那我去看看。
So I shall go and see.
那就是我不在这里，我不在那里。
That then I wasn't there.
他去了
，so he went.
这个才二十人机会嘛。
There's only 20 people there.
都是一个小孩怎么挨着的分秘密，都小孩子。
There's a whole bunch of young kids there.
他坐在哪里
？And he sat there.
奇妙，主给他有感觉那么平安喜乐，说这是我的家。
So amazingly, God granted him the peace and joy. He said, "This is my home."
我去了。
Then I went.
他们告诉我的事就他们骂你哦，把我的话就讲给他听哦，骂的好凶哦。
They told me how they were.They were criticizing you.
你要不要给他解释？
Would you like to explain to him?
我是我向来不解释。
So I said I never explained.
他马上就来看我来了。
But he came and visited me.
他不大讲话，我也不大讲话，两个人坐着。
And he doesn't talk much, and I don't talk much. Sat there and looked.
我说弟兄。
I said brother.
我说你怎么样
？How do you? How are you?
你认识我的，我就不大不 social， 不大会交际的。
I'm not very sociable.
他说，感谢主啊。
He said praise the Lord.
真是感谢主啊
！Indeed, praise the Lord.
好，他就来聚会。
They came to the meeting.
好美，他就请了十天的假，每天陪着我。
He took leave of his work for 10 days.
我也不晓得他干什么。
And daily he was so
busy. 早上就来到我这里上班来了。
And from the morning he came to my place.
到晚上十一点才跑。
And to leave at 11 o'clock in the evening.
一祷告就流泪。
And whenever he prays, he shed tears.
我正想听他们，他听见骂我的话是什么话呀
？And I really want to listen to the criticism that he had heard.
一句都不讲。
He hasn't said one word.
我说你怎么相信我
呢 ？He says, "Why do you believe me?"
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Oh, brothers and sisters,
我不是我的主
，The Lord is the resurrection Lord.
住在我们的里面
，The Lord is in us.
他是那恩典的主
，And is the Lord of grace.
现在复活了，耶稣在我们里面不仅是生命，而且是主。
Now he's resurrected. No longer he's the life, but he's the Lord.
我们不再凭着我们的知识来判断事。
We do not judge through our own knowledge.
凭着我们里面的主来判断事。
But we discern with the Lord inside of us.
不再用我们的聪明来决定事。
But not by wisdom we discern.
凭着我们里面的圣灵来决定事。
But by the life we discern.
我们所看的都不一定靠得住。
And the things that we see is not accurate.
主在哪里，摸着主才是最的最对的。
But wherever you touch the Lord, then that is the right thing.
主才是主是一切问题的答案。
Therefore we say that He is the answer to all.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
从也最上前，最上前，罪恶掌掌权的。
Before sin had power.
罪是我们的主人
，and sin is our Lord.
所以罪在我们一发动的时候，我们就没有办法。
Therefore, when sin moves in us, we cannot help it.
现在主人换了
，but now the master has been changed.
耶稣在里面做主人
，but the Lord is the master.
主耶稣名叫恩典。
And Lord Jesus' name is great.
现在不在罪权下。
That no longer we're not under the power of sin.
乃在恩典下。
But we're under the power, the grace.
恩典是活的，就是复活的主在我们里面。
Grace is living. That is the living Lord in us.
我们没有力量胜过罪。
And we have no power to overcome sin.
主在我们里面替我们胜过了。
But that Lord in us shall overcome sin.
叫做恩典。
That is called grace.
我们里头没办法不忧愁。
We cannot help it but to be sorrowful.
主在我们里面，叫我们的忧愁里面就是。充满了喜乐
，But it's Jesus that in us in sorrow we are joyful.
叫做主是恩典
，That is called the Lord is the grace.
我们里面没有信心
，We are faithless.
主在我们里头就供应我们，叫我们能够相信。
But the Lord inside shall give us a faith to believe.
叫复活的主乃是恩典
，That is the Lord of resurrection.
现在我们的恩典之下
，Now we are under grace.
主是复活住在我们里面
，That He is living and dwelling in us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，连接于主啊
，To be united to the Lord.
太大的权
利 ，It's such a great
dream. 最后希伯来就是
，And lastly, the Hebrew.
超过我做长子
，And he had resurrected to become the firstborn.
长子很有意义的率领
，And the meaning of firstborn is to lead.
第二意义是榜样
，And second to be an example.
第三意义是责任
，And thirdly to be the responsibility.
只有复活的主配得过这三件事
，And only the resurrection Lord can be worthy of
it. 带领我们
，He shall lead us.
率领众子进荣耀
，He shall lead the.Children of God into glory. He became our example.
That
because of suffering, he is completed.
我们 率领我们进到这个荣耀里面去，像他一样，他是目的。
It shall lead us into the glory like him, the end.
他是责任
，and he is the responsible.
他背着我们所有的责任。
It took on him all the responsibility.
耶稣复活了。
Lord Jesus resurrected.
不在这里。
No longer he's not here.
已经复活了。
He's already resurrected.
人看不见他。
Man cannot see him.
他已经住在我们的里面。
But he's dwelling in us.
主耶稣的复活的大能
That is the power of his resurrection.
It's
already in us.